This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
National FFA Eastern Region Vice President Mallory White, who is from Union County, Kentucky, says her year as a national officer has been a wonderful experience. White says she's been on the road since taking office in October 2021.
Dreams becoming a reality and prayers being answered that I've gotten to experience this year, which has been amazing. A year full of traveling, connecting with students and stakeholders of our organization and FFA, and advancing agriculture by being a voice for the organization as well as the industry.
White says among her experiences was visiting with agriculture partners around the country, one of which was Microsoft.
That was a really eye-opening experience and visit to see from the tech side of things ways that they are impacting and influencing agriculture and the future of agriculture.
She says visiting with those partners has expanded her knowledge of the agriculture industry.
I've had a lot of great experiences getting to learn about areas of agriculture that maybe I'm not as familiar with, more on the tech side of things and animal health side of things, but also getting to make connections and get experiences in the agronomic world too.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
National FFA Eastern Region Vice President Mallory White says she visited with thousands of FFA members across the country.
In FFA, we have a set of moral standards and values that we hold ourselves to, which unite us in our common goal to advance agriculture and our common identity as agriculturists and FFA members. But there's really no one way to accomplish that and to accomplish our goals.
She says she was impressed by what FFA members are doing.
Students working to grow food and replica soil for Mars to further our space and aeronautical efforts in the future through agricultural lens, and hearing about agricultural proficiencies where sixth-generation farmer and ranchers working on their family's farm and ranch.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.